go and play your shows.
That's crazy.
He was a fan.
That's generous.
No, he wasn't a fan.
No, he's not like the greatest Autumn Kings fan. He just saw some people that needed help, and he saw their story on social media, and he was near them, and he said, just take mine.
And that's so, like a movie, you know?
After returning the truck, the band asked Ernie why he helped him. He explained that he did it just to help three strangers that he saw needed help. Said, also, I'd never met a real band before.
He's like, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's from the Good News Network. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
It's 9 o'clock. The boys are all over. They talking that talk like they ain't getting older. They wanna go out, get some names and some numbers, find some tins in a bar with a tab they can cover over. They beg me to go, but I'm staying home, 'cause you already know it ain't talking about girls, but I got a woman. Yeah, I got a woman right here in my hands. They talking about girls, but I got a woman. Yeah, I got a woman. Oh yeah. And she got a man. Yeah, one of a kind, yeah, one in a million. Supernatural high, got me up to the ceiling. Baby, good as you look, without even trying, turn this house to a home. Whatever you want, girl, I'ma provide you. You're all that I need. It's hard to believe that used to be me. Just talking about girls, but I got a woman. Yeah, I got. Yeah, I got a woman right here in my hands. They talking about girls, but I got a woman. Yeah, I got a woman. Oh yeah, and she got a man.
Coming up on today's podcast,
Drew Scott from the Property Brothers talked with him. We talked about if we've ever shoplifted, which turned into some really funny stories. Also, bad roommate stories from us. And we're allowed to delete one annoyance from our life, one small annoyance. What would it be? All that and so much more on the Bobby Bones Show podcast today. That's this show. It goes up as soon as the show is over. We do a whole second show on the podcast feed as well. It's free. Just search for The Bobby Bones Show wherever you get your podcasts. Hit subscribe.
97.9 WFAX-FM Nashville. Guaranteed human.
Your chance at $1,000 and a trip to our iHeartRadio Music Festival now. Text the nationwide keyword Vegas to 200-200.
You'll get a confirmation text and info. Standard data and message rates apply in this nationwide contest.
Let's go. Get your bones on. Get your Bobby Bones on.
Wouldn't trade this Tyler for a stone cold $1 million. My green all comes blue collar, and I'm all good with that. This world's been changing, but these folks around here, they ain't been. They all still windshield waving when they slow rolling past. We could live a little higher on the hog, but I don't think that we'd be no better off. Not everybody got that spot out in the 40. Some 10 point, but they shy. Still keep it low-key, still riding high behind them low beams. If you're on the
that river rolling gentle, wash my worries away. I used to hate it, but I travel lots of pavement, and there ain't no better places at the end of the day. So I pass the plate and thank the Lord he put me here, and pray the towns like mine don't ever disappear. Not everybody got that spot out in the 40, some 10 point but they shine, hanging like a velvet trophy. Fridays and parking lots, outside of somewhere holy. Not everybody likes this kind of life.
Comes us from Washington, Pennsylvania. Three stores had their shipment of Little Debbie's cakes stolen, $17,000 worth. Police had no leads till they stopped by the flea market and a guy had set up a booth selling Little Debbie cakes, $17,000 worth.
Wow.
Wow. You have to steal them and then sell them to somebody else and they need to sell them. You have to sell the shipment you stole or you got somehow.
I mean, but why would you go to the flea market in your town that you stole them?
That's what I'm saying. Right. Like, you got to go at least a town over.
And is that all he sold? Just
that's it.
I'm going to be honest. If I were walking at a flea market and there was a Little Debbie like stand, I'd go into that booth. I've never seen one of those, so I would go into that booth. Yeah.
Normally, it's like home baked or homemade and like knives. Not like or like corporate
paint. Diamond art.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Or homemade baked goods.
Or shoes. Old shoes. Wow, okay.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Oh. Mr. Bobby Bones.
me for a ride and I wanna
get your Bobby Bones on.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code NEW5 to get up to a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code NEW5 to get up to a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code NEW5 to get up to a $5 bonus on your first tank. Offers vary by user and location. Go to Upside.com for terms and details.
I can tell that you're mad, and I ain't half surprised about that since the day that we met. It's always who cuts first and never who bleeds last. Rumors always turning and yelling and fighting, and once it's in your mind, only one way you're driving. I know, I know, I'ma take the high road, maybe get gone, have a little too much of something terrible. I'ma let you cool down while I walk out. You ain't messing me up like the times before. I don't need a ticket to your free show. Knock yourself out and hit a new low. I'ma take the high road, take the high road, take the high road. Call me whatever you wish. For being honest, yeah, that's what I get. Forget it, I quit. You keep on losing your head about some girl I ain't with. And rumors always turning and yelling and fighting. And once it's in your mind, only one way you're driving. I know, I know. And I'ma take the high road, maybe get gone, have a little too much of something terrible. And I'ma let you cool down while I walk out. You ain't messing me up like the times before. I don't need a ticket to your free show. You knock yourself out and hit a new low. I'ma take the high road, take the high road, take the high road.
Trying to drown something burning down in my chest. It's beating me black and blue. drop it, but I got a problem, and it ain't even you. Nah, it ain't even you. Damn this heart and everything that comes with it. Damn this missing you, even that feeling. I'd rip it out, girl, if I didn't need it. If you're gonna break it, well, why don't you keep it? It ain't doing nothing but keeping me up. I can't help it, it just loves what it loves. It hurt like hell when you tore it apart. But I didn't know that it would take it this hard. But damn, it's hard. It's like you don't understand. We're as done as we've ever been. Yeah, I wish I never felt it. Nothing I can tell it. It's dragging me through hell and back again. Damn, this heart and everything that comes with it. Damn this missing you, even that feeling. I'd rip it out, girl, if I didn't need it. If you're gonna break it, well, why don't you keep it? It ain't doing nothing but keeping me up. I can't help it, it just loves what it loves. It hurt like hell when you tore it apart. But I didn't know that it would take you this hard. Damn this hard. But I got a problem, and it ain't even you. No, it ain't even you. Damn this heart and everything that comes with it. Damn this missing you, even that feeling. I'd rip it out, girl, if I didn't need it. If you're gonna break it, well, why don't you keep it? It ain't doing nothing but keeping me up. I can't help it, it just was what it was. It hurt like hell when you tore it apart. But I didn't know that it would take it this hard. Damn, this hard. Damn, this hard. Yeah, yeah.
The Big 98. definitely funny stories. It's always good to wake up and laugh.
The Big 98.
Nashville's number one for new country.
Hey.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I knew you through the days of the blades of the grass in summer. Pair the shoes for the free fall of being younger. I
Lunchbox had some of Eddie's salsa. Where did you have it?
I've had three different jars of Eddie's salsa.
Okay.
Right? In the last batch, I ate it, and I was like, man, I figured out the problem with Eddie's salsa.
There's a problem?
Yeah, there's a problem. And it's consistency.
Ding, ding, ding.
Your taste, it tastes different every single time. The first jar we ever had, I was like, this is the most amazing salsa I've ever had in my life. The second jar I had was, oh my God, I can't eat it. My mouth is on fire. And the third jar, it was just tasted like tomatoes. And I don't like tomatoes. The tomato taste was overwhelmingly strong. So I realized that if you're going to be a big business, you have to nail the taste every single time. I had to go to three different jars and they all have to taste the same.
Mm.
Your taste is inconsistent.
Okay.
How do you feel about that criticism?
I mean, I'll accept it. You know, I feel like judging the heat level, because that's the difference maker, the heat, the jalapeno, the serrano pepper in the salsa. Because if it's no heat at all, you're going to taste nothing but tomatoes, right? Because it's mostly tomatoes. But if it's overly bearing, then that's too much jalapeno, too much heat. That is the hardest part about making salsa.
Could it also be that the jalapenos they have at that point, because it's so fresh, maybe they're not as hot?
Yes. And then sometimes you buy jalapenos that have less seeds than others, and it's usually the seed is what makes it. So what I've been doing is been making a puree first.
Puree?
Puree?
Well, that's it. That's the word. I've been making a puree first out of the garlic and the jalapenos, and then knowing kind of how much the heat level is from that, and then putting that in the salsa separately. I'm working on it. But I agree with what he's saying.
So you're aware of the inconsistency? Because that's a thought that I had as well. And I didn't know how if to say it was it. Too soon to give Eddie that feedback, because he is trying to figure things out, I know, but I knew what Lunchbox was going to say before he even said it, because I was like, yeah, and this is good for Eddie to get this feedback. And how do big companies do it? Like, they're so consistent.
They have chemicals. The same machine. Chemicals. It's not natural. It's not.
It's chemical.
When it's so fresh like Eddie's, it's going to taste a little different, because you know what tastes different? How things are picked every single day.
And the size of the fruit, really. Like, the size of the tomato makes a difference. You know, there's more liquid in that tomato than there is a smaller tomato.
Mm. I'd say your inconsistency is your strength.
Yeah, it's
you're right,
like,
though.
Maybe,
you nailed it.
Maybe it's fun. Like, you never know what you're going to get.
I don't like that.
I don't like that.
No, consistency.
That should not be your slogan on your jar. You never know what you're going to get. Hey, Ray, there was another incident here at work. What was that one?
Yeah, so outside, once we go into the garage, once we leave our building, right, the first parking spot you get to, once you leave the doors, there's these two big red spots, and nobody's parking in them. Because it looks like either somebody broke their jar of salsa that possibly was from Eddie, or somebody ate Eddie's salsa and got violently sick. And so this parking spot has just gone, nobody even parks there at all because it's the most disgusting thing you've seen. And I'm like, there we go. Eddie's salsa strikes again.
Is it the salsa for sure?
It's the same color.
Oh, well, it could be anything.
Have you seen the spot?
No, I don't know what he's talking about.
You'll see it. Just go out the door. Nobody parks there because nobody's going to clean it up, but it'll turn your stomach.
I don't know what he's talking about, and no one has messaged me and said, hey, the salsa I bought, I broke it. Can I get another? Like, none of that's happened.
And you also haven't had the, hey, I got the diarrhea from the...
No, zero.
Because I guess that's still a thing with people.
It is, but still... I've been pretty on top of that.
Yeah, you've been fortunate?
No, on top of it. Just like whenever that jalapeno stuff came out, I stopped using jalapenos. And it's not really raw. I looked more into this salmonella thing. It's not raw jalapenos. It's jalapenos put into these different kinds of foods that they're selling.
Like the guac.
Yeah, like pre-made guac. The jalapenos in there.
Do you guys kind of wish you knew somebody that got it so you could really understand how it affects
that? I do know somebody that got it.
The Remember? Salmonella or the,
no, the poops?
She said it was terrible.
Yeah, but
it was uncontrollable running out. She's like, there's nothing I could do. It's the most vulnerable she's ever felt.
You're talking about the caller that called in?
No, Amy's
she's
friend
my
got
friend.
It.
She went to Michigan, and then it took a couple weeks for it to kick in. And it was through listening to us talk about that it was Michigan that she finally put it all together. She's like, oh my gosh, I was in Michigan. And she thinks she knows exactly what she ate now and what caused it. But when it started happening, she was one of the first cases.
She was the Tom Hanks.
And no one here in Nashville had really had it. So
when he got COVID, we were like, oh my God, we're all going to die.
It's real.
You know?
Remember, I told you she had to tell her husband she was out on a run. And he was like, let me come pick you up. She goes, I can't get in the car.
It's too late.
She's like, I just have to make it home. And she's like, please turn off all the lights and leave a bar of soap by the hose.
That's so sad.
That's the most, that's humiliating.
That's some vulnerable.
Yeah. Yes.
That's some vulnerable stuff right
Thankfully,
there.
Thankfully, they've been married a long time and they have kids and they've both seen it all when it comes. Because then could you imagine it being like you're dating somebody or you just got married and you're like,
first date and they poop themselves?
Yes.
Dang. That's tough to get a second one.
She said there's no controlling it. Like, there's nothing you can do to keep it in. Nothing.
Maybe we're not really giving it the credit it deserves because we make a little jokes, but if it gets you this sick.
It's no good.
Ray, I don't know that was Eddie's, but...
I know. I like how you jumped just straight to the salsa, dude.
Well, don't worry about it. I parked four spots down now. I ain't stepping in that.
Are you selling enough?
For what? Enough for what?
To make money and feel like you should keep making it?
Oh, yeah, dude. And I'm not even fulfilling all the orders.
I see people around with their jars, like walking around. I'm like...
Like work alone is getting crazy. People hit at work, just like, hey, I need another one. I need two more this time. I'm like, okay, I'll work on some for Friday. And then people picking it up. I think the hardest part about the pickup that I need to figure out is I need a pickup spot.
I thought it was the fridge.
Yeah, it's the fridge. It's just all sitting
there. No, for online orders. Online, my Instagram.
Oh, I think for work. Okay.
How many do you think you make a week?
A week, on average, I'm making about 30.
Wow.
Jars?
Yeah, 30 jars a week.
30 times.
Sometimes more, 50. Dude, I made 50.
50?
And it was a lot of work.
Strong side hustle.
I'm liking it. I'm liking it because I'm looking at my weekends a little different. You know, it's like weekends were, I gotta go do game here. I gotta do that. Now it's like, I'm gonna make salsa.
So you're not going to your kids' games?
I do. I still go to the game.
On the kids.
But to me, it was kind of just like, we're just kind of, you know, same thing every single weekend. But it's got a little different now. We got mixing.
Can people still hit you up in your DMs?
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, I'm a little slower at getting back at those because there's so many. So I'm getting on that.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Light me up, the light of control. Yeah, you know, baby, you're a tall drink. Little top shelf that'll get me gone. Hold on. We both know that road that we're going down. And right now, all I can think about, I got my mind on you and you on my mind. Got these four wheels on a two lane and we cutting through the night. Got you out. On your hips every time you have been looking like you do. I got my hands and my eyes and my mind on you. I got my mind on you. I got my mind on you. Slide a little closer, babe. Wanna get your pretty little head on my shoulder and get closer. Girl, you know I love the way you slip your hand under my shirt, then it's over. Go slow. We both know that road that we're going down. Right now, all I can think about, I got my mind on you and you on my mind. Got these four wheels on a two lane, we cutting through the night. Got your eye in my head and your love on my lips. Girl, I'm hugging on these curves like them jeans on your hips. Every time you have been looking like you do, I got my hands and my eyes and my mind on you. I got my mind on you. I got my mind on you. Yeah. I got my mind on you and you on my mind. Got these four wheels on a two lane and we cutting through the night. Got your eye in my head and your love on my lips. Girl, I'm hugging on these curves like them jeans on your hips every time. I've been looking like you do. I got my hands and my eyes and my mind on you. I got my mind on you. I got my mind on you. I got my hands and my eyes and my mind on you.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code NEW5 to get up to a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code NEW5 to get up to a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code NEW5 to get up to a $5 bonus on your first tank. Offers vary by user and location. Go to Upside.com for terms and details.
Skip the house.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post Run High, and listen now.
Everybody's got a summer that they can't forget.
they hold on to and go back to. Your mind's on the Carolina coast, still burning in my mind like a red sunset. Chasing embers till September, what I remember most. Bottle rockets in the sky, bare feet in the sand, bonfire in her eyes, cold beer in a can, moonlight on the waves, her kiss in the dark, the smile on her face when she'd make me break out of my guitar and play. Fingers wrapped up in mine, can still hear her laughing, see her dancing. You're making more than that sundress bed. Who says you can't go back in time? Yeah, when that song it comes on, I'm on rewind and I'm 17 again. Bottle rockets in the sky.
We got 10 in a row.
Commercial dang free.
Starting now.
Let's go.
Here comes one of them big blocks.
The Big 98.
Nashville's number one for new country.
Kind of like an old John boat on some large mouth water. Kind of like that breeze that sweet home holler. I can't leave your loving alone. Where you are is where I belong. Now I hope I ain't coming on too strong. Just wanna hold you close, baby. Kinda looks like you do too. I just wanna make love wake up next to you. Love it when your Bentley blue slide.
for New Country.
Just when in the dark last night. She's certified.
country and she knows it. Everybody in here does too. Body like a river just rolling. Tall boots stepping like 1-2, 1-2. It don't matter where she going. Roots run deep but they can't hide. That girl's country and she knows it. And she knows she got.
Show.
This guy was talking about he has to hire people for the job, and the people now, if they're young, 22, 23, 24, that some of them show up with their parents.
Mm-hmm.
Not most, but enough to where it's a thing. I just think if somebody came and applied and I said, hey, yeah, let's do an interview, and they showed up with their mom or dad.
That would be so weird.
So weird.
And who are these parents that are thinking, yeah, this is a good idea?
Helicopter parents.
Yeah. Eddie.
Can't stand those.
Well,
but that's you most
of the
time.
No, I'm not. That's crazy. That means that they don't trust them to do something on their own like that. Like,
no, it could even mean the kid wants their parent to come.
Oh, that's even worse.
For a confidence boost.
If my kid asked me to come, I would say...
I'll be in the car. You let
right.
Me
if yeah. you need me for support, I'll be close by. I'm not absolutely not going in with you. This is not going to go over well. You need to show that you're an independent person that can be responsible at work without your parent.
Yes, it would show a complete lack of independence. And I feel like if I were hiring somebody and they showed up with their parent, even if their resume and their work were, can you do this without mommy?
Right. So weird.
Are we just old or is this weird? Right.
I don't think it has to do with us being old.
Well, back in our day, we never would show up with a parent.
And
never.
We're not.
I didn't even have one.
We're not weird. Gosh. I feel like they're weird.
Yeah. So that's what's up. Newser had that article and I just thought, I've never had that happen to me though. And I've interviewed a bunch of people.
But you know what? They're weird because their parents are weird. The fact that mom or dad is there,
go ahead.
They're being weird too.
Go ahead.
Yeah, the only reason the kid is acting this way is because the parents like, if you need me to go with you, I'll go with you.
Or what if the kid is like, I don't want you to go, and the parents are like, no, I'm going.
No chance.
No chance that's happening.
It's all the kids begging mom and dad to go.
Wow.
Yeah, or...
Is it because of COVID or...
COVID messed everything up.
You're telling me Fauci did this?
No, I'm just thinking of developmentally, like... Because these kids that are applying for jobs now, think about it. That was they were in important high school, growth years during that time where it got real weird. And so they're not real.
I'm not going to blame this on COVID. I can understand your point that there's possibly some deficiencies in the development of kids that were at a certain age, but I'm not allowing COVID to affect this.
That 1 year, you think?
It was kind of
2 school years.
Yeah, huh?
Two school years.
Was
and
it 2 school years?
Maybe again, not full. Everybody experienced it different. Where we lived, I don't even think we had COVID.
That's true.
The bars never closed. Like Kid Rock was out playing a show every night in town.
I went to Florida.
Yeah. All right, that's it. Thank you everybody for listening to the show. The whole thing's up. Just go search for The Bobby Bones Show wherever you get your podcasts. iHeartRadio is a great place. Wherever you go to get your podcasts, we're there. This show, we do a whole second show up on the feed. Just search for The Bobby Bones Show. Hit subscribe. It's free. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
The Bobby Bones Show. Cleaned up, clean cut, and clean shaved. I got the cover off the 68. I fired it up and let them horses sing. A little pretty thing, a little tan leg Georgia dream. She's rocking them holy jeans. Baby, what you got going on Saturday? You know, word's got it, it's gonna be a party. Out of town about half a mile. Four-wheel drives and big mud tires. Back of a jacked up tailgate, sitting there watching all these pretty things. Get down in that Georgia clay and I'll find peace at the bottom of a real tall cold drink. I'm chilling with some Skinner and some old hands.
me, just do your thing. I give up your keys. Hell, I drive when you can stay with me. And then after a while, we sneak away from the bonfire. Walk by the moonlight and down to the riverside. Got you sipping on some moonshine. Baby, if you're in the mood and you can settle for one night of rodeo, you could be my tail leg Juliet. I'll be your redneck Romeo. Oh, baby, you can find me in the back of a jacked up tailgate, sitting around watching all these pretty things. I get down in that Georgia clay and I'll find peace at the bottom of a real tall cold drink. I'm chilling with some Skinner and some old hay. Let's get this thing started. It's my kind of party. Oh, baby, you can find me in the back of a jacked up tailgate, sitting around watching all these pretty things.
Chance at $1,000 and a trip to our iHeartRadio Music Festival coming up at 1 p.m. right here on 97.9, the Big 98, Nashville's number one for new country.
Twenty cigarettes and I lit me one on that redwood deck on the Montbrillon. She was with her friends, left them standing there. There was more than smoke in that summer air. We burned too while she told me about her hometown. She was drinking Tito, said I better slow down. I was like, hell no, I ain't drinking by myself, no. Said she loved my accent, so I kept talking. Reached for the pack on the table by my wallet. We tore off to light the night we had left with 13 cigarettes, and I lit me one with the windows cracked in my old half ton, singing take me home on them country roads. So I turned off on one, the next thing you know, we had a beer bottle looking like an ashtray under that full moon. She was about halfway naked in my truck bed, so I helped her with the rest. She was saying my name, barely even knew it. We were both lying, said we never do this to the music of the wind through the woods. Took a drag, blew it in the sky. She was gone like that. One hell of a night, one hell of a pack. Thank you.
Guaranteed Human.
After all the bars are closed, tell me where you wanna go. We can find a place to park, open the bottle in our hearts. If you want, I'll tell you anything you wanna know. After everybody leaves, and this party's just you and me, we don't gotta say we're done, we can just wait up for the sun. We still got a lot of good night left to go. After all the bars are closed and you play the last song, blow out to me.